Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, the 2017 Super Nationals, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here's your host, David Swope.
All right, good morning and Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope. We'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene each and every week. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports related activities, with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Okay, we got a lot of stuff that we got to get into today. Last week, Carl Edwards retires after 15 years at only 37 years old. Dustin Long with NBC Sports is going to join the show a little bit later with some reactions. Armando Galando with Napa Paint Store is going to join the show. Martin Sr. and Napa are going to represent at Super Nationals, so we're going to be talking about what you can come out and check out at Super Nationals as far as the Napa Auto Paint Store. And yes, there is racing going on now, and it's at the Chili Bowl. There's going to be a big race this afternoon. Adam Mollenkopf is going to join the show live trackside from Oklahoma and give us all the details on that. Ken Rosin won the season opener AMA Supercross race last Saturday by beating defending 450SX Series champion Ryan Dungey by nearly 15 seconds. Rosin has 10 career 450 victories, including five last season. The Honda racer from Germany is coming off a 450 season title in the Outdoor Motocross Series. KTM's Shane McGrath won the Western Regional 250SK race class for his first victory of the season. So getting it kicked off started, we're going to talk some two-wheel. And joining this morning is CJ Rosin with the Law Tigers. How are you doing this morning, CJ?
Good, David. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Got a big event going on today down at Indian Motorcycle, and it's about distracted driving. And I know that it's an impact on all of us, including, you know, those of us that drive cars with four wheels, but it is particularly significant for two-wheel drivers. Tell us a little bit about the event today and what we're hoping to accomplish.
Sure. The event's going to be at Indian of Albuquerque. And the idea is to promote awareness for distracted driving and what a danger that can be. We have a lot of incidents that occur when car drivers, especially, are too busy looking at their phone or putting on their makeup or what have you, and they're not paying attention, and they hit another car or motorcycle near them. And for us in particular, it's a danger because motorcyclists just don't have the same protection that a car driver has when we're out on the road. So rather than just a simple fender bender you might get hitting another car, you have a really good chance of injuring a motorcycle rider if you hit them.
Well, and you know, what's amazing to me is being a motorcycle driver, I mean, you have to be super aware, being people in blind spots and different things. And, of course, when they're impaired and DWI and drinking, it takes a lot of motorcycle riders' lives. But it's absolutely amazing that, you know, something that you consider as a nerd. And, of course, when we were talking earlier, we were talking about us being from an older generation that we think we got this. You
right.
Know? So we think that we can add one more thing or whatever. I mean, is there an organization that kind of keeps track of this or helps get the word out, you know, so that more of us understand maybe the level of impact of just, you know, hey, we can wait 5 minutes to answer that text or that email.
Yeah, I mean, in addition to statistics that the state releases eventually, the New Mexico Motorcycle Rights Organization is the group in New Mexico that does the most to work to represent motorcyclists, both kind of in an everyday way, keeping track of when those crashes occur and notifying the community when there are fatalities and other incidents, but also in a time like this when we're going into our legislative session, they sponsor legislation that supports motorcyclists. They do things to fight for motorcyclist rights. And so this event today is actually a fundraiser for New Mexico Motorcycle Rights Organization.
What do you think is maybe like the one of the people thing that people don't realize that would have the greatest impact in helping motorcycle rights. You know, a lot of times there was always that talk about, you know, I mean, helmets. Should the state require people to wear helmets? But is there a topic out there that, you know, maybe somebody that drives a car all the time doesn't realize that, you know, would be very significant for motorcycle riders?
Well, the helmet issue is a hot button, and it is coming up again in this legislative session, we're told. And NMMRO is opposed to helmet legislation because we believe that every motorcyclist is a grown-up adult. You have the right to make that choice. But in terms of awareness for drivers, I would just say that, you know, every motorcycle out there on the road has the same rights as every car out there on the road. And we're entitled to the entire lane that we're in, just as your car is. And, you know, we adhere to all the same traffic laws that you do. And so, excuse me, just, you know, give us some space.
It sounds pretty simple. And I know that, you know, you're involved with Law Tigers and
right.
You know, you do a lot of things to let people know that there is a organization out there that, you know, is like you, you know,
right.
That also are riders and want to protect riders that, you know, maybe didn't get a fair shake or, you know, absolutely were involved in an accident. Talk a little bit about the mission of the Law Tigers and what it's like to be involved with an organization actually making a difference.
Yeah, well, the Law Tigers is an association of motorcycle injury lawyers. And so we represent injured riders, riders who've been hurt in a crash. And, you know, unfortunately, most attorneys who don't ride, they don't understand the physics and the mechanics of motorcycles and the mechanisms of injury and things that are specific to riding motorcycles and especially being injured on a motorcycle. And so it is a little bit different from being injured in a car crash or slip and fall at work or what have you. So,
right.
You know, but we, you know, in addition to helping riders, we do a lot of things on the front end. I sponsor a lot of events. I get involved with a lot of things in the community like this event today. And we try to create a lot of awareness and make car drivers aware that motorcycles are out there and watch out for them and, you know, don't run us off the road and keep your head up and off your phone and things like that.
That's fantastic. So if somebody's listening and they, you know, are a rider or, you know, have been, you know, I mean, have a family member that has maybe, you know, been impacted like this, how would they reach out to you or how would they connect and actually, you know, get involved?
Well, if somebody was injured on a motorcycle, they could call 1-800-LAW-TIGERS and be helped immediately. And we're in 10 states, mostly through the West. If they wanted to speak to me directly in New Mexico, they could contact me through Facebook. I have a Law Tigers New Mexico Facebook page. And, you know, I'm happy to speak to anybody who needs assistance. If they need advice, we give free legal advice to riders. If they have an event that they'd like us to support, help with some sponsorship, that type of thing, we definitely get involved in a lot of that.
Awesome. So what time is the event today down at Indian of Albuquerque?
It's going to be from 11 to 4 at Indian of Albuquerque. It's on Alameda. And so we're going to have a lot of pretty high-profile guest speakers. We're going to have Royal Day from KOAT7. We're going to have Mayor Richard Berry, APD Assistant Chief Huntsman is going to be there. We're going to have, you know, entertainment, food trucks, lots of other things to do. And, of course, some shiny new India motorcycles to look at.
Well, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I was in the other day, and one thing I think that Indian, when they came back into the market, did is they took an approach to the culture of the Indian motorcycle rider. And of course, me, my first bike was a 50 Indian CC, you know, and I think I was like 7 or something like that. And so, you know, the yellow and red and, you know, the logo. And I mean, this is one of those stories where it's like, man, I wish I would have never gotten rid of that bike, right? You know, and I think that they have done such a fantastic job with the building and with the brand because the merchandising is great too. I mean, you can go in there and, you know, you can buy a bike, get a jacket and boom, you know, just short of picking up a girlfriend. I think that you can get it. You can get it all at that point. But, you know, I really appreciate you coming in because it's one of those things that when and just the other night, I mean, I saw an accident, another death, you know, and I was just curious. I mean, how many people actually died in a motorcycle accident last year?
Well, you know, in an average year, we probably get, you know, between 15 and 20, maybe 25 fatalities yeah. for motorcycles. This past year was particularly rough. We had well over 35 fatalities.
Wow.
And we also had a number of non-fatality but very serious crashes. We've had several members of the community have had amputations and other, you know, head traumas, you know, traumatic brain injury. There's lots of things that go into motorcycle crashes because we don't have all the same protection around us that a car has. So even a potentially smaller incident could result in serious injury.
Wow. Wow. That is significant. Well, CJ, thank you very much for coming in this morning. We invite you all to come out to the event today at Indian Motorcycle on Alameda. They're just west of I-25, and invite you to come on out. Thank you, CJ, for coming out this morning.
Thanks, David. I appreciate it.
You betcha. All right. We got a whole lot more coming up, including we're going to be talking about Carl Edwards' retirement. It seems like it was just like a couple of, maybe like a month ago, when Nico Rosberg, just at 5 days after winning the Formula One, decided to retire as well. What is going on? Is the amount of time that they're spending racing becoming the reason why they're leaving? Or is it because of, you know, I mean, the chance of injury and the chance of getting physically hurt? Join us on the other side. We're going to be talking with Dustin Long from NBC Sports with the reactions to Carl Edwards' retirement.
ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.